Actress Sydney Sweeney has caused an outrage online among those with black and brown fragility and self-hating whites because of a new ad campaign for American Eagle Jeans, which uses a play on words that says that she has good jeans. Get it? Good genes as in the clothes, and good genes as in genetics, which is why she's a beautiful woman with natural double D assets. But just when you thought we maybe were getting past the woke era, that the liberal pathogen pandemic was starting to get under control, no, now she and American Eagle are being accused of producing Nazi propaganda. This from MSNBC, Sydney Sweeney's ad shows an unbridled cultural shift towards whiteness. Advertisements are always mirrors of society, and sometimes what they reflect is ugly and startling.
Time to check the pulse. We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
Because how dare someone in America today be proud of being white and having blonde hair and blue eyes?
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Well, that's too bad, because a quick check on American Eagle stock price shows that since the ad campaign has started, their value has skyrocketed almost 20%. Imagine being so jealous of a beautiful white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes and double D natural assets that your white envy is so off the charts that you have to take to TikTok to complain about it.
The Sydney Sweeney ad was bound to happen, and if it wasn't by American Eagle, it'd be another company. At first, I was like, why do these companies have this mission to push out these racist messages all of a sudden? Then I realized they're not pushing anything out. They're catering to an audience that already exists. We can all see the white supremacy and conservatism on the rise. Like, Trump is in office. So all they're doing is attracting customers. That's why they had Juneteenth and Pride collections in the past. Even though they weren't well done, they just wanted to have them in there because
they were virtue signaling to people like you. But guess what? Those days are over.
American Eagle using fashion as a way to influence young, middle American women ages 15 to 25 because that's their demographic. In their prime reproductive years, to focus on purity and passing down the correct genes. And they thought it was a cute double entendre. But it wasn't.
It's fantastic.
Oh, and don't think this was an accident. This was very intentional, and it would not have mattered one bit if a person of color was in the room, because this message was not intended for us. Oh, and it landed for its intended market.
Yeah, that's right. We hear it loud and clear, and we're guzzling your black tears.
Don't forget to boycott American Eagle.
Don't forget to go buy American Eagle jeans, girls.
For their racist.
For their truly Americana new branding.
They're racist online, talking about blue jeans and white people.
How dare white people finally have a brand that represents us instead of the typical multicultural mishmash which has been shoved down our throats for the last 5 to 10 years.
Cut American Eagle. Boycott the shit out of them.
Buy the bleep out of them, girls.
Boycott American Eagle. Do not buy them. And cancel this person.
Cancel her. This woman is literally in tears about the campaign and, as usual, recorded herself and posted it on the internet for us to enjoy.
Yep, that got me too. And I don't know why. Maybe because it's just so blatant. I keep thinking that people just aren't not gonna believe us until we're hung out there, but then even then I feel like they'll be like, oh no,
we're tired of you complaining, we don't care anymore, we're gonna continue to pour salt in your wounds until you crawl back into the hole that you came out of. The cultural pendulum is finally swinging back to the right, no pun intended. This was an ad for Calvin Klein during peak wokeness in America.
I am not a moment, I'm a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, you're a force, all right. You're a force of gravity that is going to break that sofa.
I?
you consume more food than people in a small town.
Chica.
You are disgusting.
I just think she wasn't reading the room, and I think the company wasn't reading the room. Now's not the time for this.
Now's not the time to have a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman be the new face of an American clothing company. We need BIPOCs. Nothing but BIPOCs. Blacks, indigenous, people of color, right?
So what makes up somebody who has great genes, right? I mean, like...
It means that their family, their ancestors have a history of being healthy and physically fit. That's what good genes means. That's what makes a woman beautiful. It's signaling that she's healthy.
Genes, as in G-E-N-E-S, right? Or great DNA. So I remember this biologist reading several years ago saying that actually people like J-Lo, Puerto Ricans, have the best DNA. Because they're so mixed.
Features.
They're so mixed because of the, you know, ethnic diversity.
Yeah.
And health-wise, that could be good.
So according to this whack job over at ABC 7 News in San Francisco, of course, you're not healthy if you are white. You must race mix to be better. Props to this guy for raising this taboo topic through the analogy of dog breeders at a dog show asking them what gets lost when different breeds of dogs mix.
Often we dilute the blood, like mix it with other races.
You lose the integrity of their temperament, of their purpose, of their structural soundness, their mental soundness.
Retriever should go out and retrieve. A Great Dane should be a dog of great size and substance. Always stick with genetics and breeding.
Why is that okay? But when I say I want a 6-foot child, all of a sudden people want to say it's a problem.
It's not.
Yeah.
Do you want a 6-foot child or do you want to have a 4-foot child?
But it's not just disgruntled non-whites who are upset with the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney ad campaign. It's also dysgenic creatures like this who undoubtedly wipe up their jeans every night with a Kleenex and throw them in the trash after scrolling through their OnlyFans subscriptions.
Oh, not everything's political. Oh, it's not that deep. Oh, art doesn't have to be political. Not everything's political. Sydney Sweeney just did a series of ads with American Eagle, the clothing company.
Yeah.
Promoting her good jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, but they're talking about the blue jeans. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, there's some way that this man is heterosexual.
The blonde-haired white woman who had a parody of Make America Great Again for her mom's 60th birthday, where everyone was wearing Blue Lives Matter flags on their clothing. It's just talking about her blue jeans.
It's okay, sir, or whatever your gender identity is. I'm sure that American Eagle doesn't make jeans big enough to fit you.
As someone with blonde hair and blue eyes, watching that Sydney Sweeney ad about good jeans made me quite uncomfortable.
That's because you're obviously homosexual and are spiteful towards heteronormativity and normal, beautiful women and heterosexual couples and the natural order of the universe.
And there's a lot of discourse like, oh, it's not that deep, or it is that deep. But at the end of the day, I know how it made.
We get it, sissy boy. It's self-hating whites like this and those with black fragility and their endless complaints about white people, which are literally making white people racist, as this meme illustrates, which I made personally, by the way. That's Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi. I'm not a racist. And Yoda responds, you will be. You will be. No, I don't sell jeans, but I do sell some fantastic t-shirts, long sleeves, hoodies, tank tops, and women's cuts over at my online store, markdice.com. And this week, to celebrate good jeans, how about saving 20% off of anything by using the promo code GOODJEANS, one word, GOODJEANS at the checkout. So order your Alligator Alcatraz, your Sorry No Vacancy, Deport Them All, your Christ is King shirt, your Trumpomania shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, like I said, and now tank tops and women cuts as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.